Hello? Is there anyone on the line?
Hi,
my name is Miles. I'm with Home Depot Installation Services. And is this Miss Dearborn?
Yes.
I spoke with Tracy with Seiko earlier today. She was very concerned about your order. And so I sent an email over to the installation office, and I received a reply from the installation office that the tech had attempted to reach out. And I'm not sure if he was trying to call Tracy or if he was trying to call you guys, but I was informed that I can provide you with the tech's phone number so you can contact him. And I have the phone number available whenever you're ready.
Okay, hold on. I gotta get a pen. And why would I need to contact him?
I'm not
you
sure.
Mean in case they don't show up.
Or
what happened was my husband got a message saying that they had to reschedule again, and this is like number three time. So he won't respond to anything anymore. He's that angry about this, and he told me. So when Tracy called me, I says, they're not going to do it again. And then she either spoke to you or somebody, and she said, no. What she could find out, she said it was still scheduled to be on for tomorrow.
It is. According to our system, see, I'm with XPO. We're the company that contracts the installation office. I think it was May 10th. Let me see. There's a note on the order. It says, where was it? May the 10th, spoke to the service provider and was informed to schedule the customer as soon as possible if it works with their schedule. So that's when you guys agreed to the 12th, and that's so we were given the go-ahead to schedule you for as soon as possible. We scheduled you for the 12th, and then so the order is scheduled for tomorrow from 12 to 4. I sent an email over to the installation office, received a reply that said that the tech tried to reach out to the customer, but couldn't reach them. And please pass the tech's number on to the customer so I can give you the tech's phone number.
Okay. Go ahead.
407-301-5213.
Okay.
And his name is Robert.
Okay.
And again, that was 407-301-5213. And you can contact him if you would like to confirm that he will be out tomorrow for the installation.
But I'll call him in the morning. I won't call him now.
I would call him this evening. It won't hurt anything.
Oh, okay.
As long as it's before 9 p.m., you're fine. Anything after 9 p.m. is kind of iffy, and only if it's, like, very important to someone would I contact them after 9 o'clock in the evening. If you said, you know, hey, I need an update about such and such, it's very important that I get this update, and then it came after 9 o'clock, you know, maybe the techs finally got back in the office, they were finally able to respond, and I was only able to call you after 9, I'd go ahead and call you because you said it was very important to you, even if all I could do was leave you a message, because, you know, I know how important it would be for you to have that update. But you can call the tech. That's not a problem. We can only ever give out the tech's phone number with the permission from the installation office. So if they said we can give you the number, you can have that number so you can call the tech. And they already know that the husband is very upset. They already know that he's highly escalated.
Well, this is the third attempt to get this. We had everything prepared. We removed everything. Everything's sitting there waiting. And this is going to be the third time. So we're hoping the third time's the charm because he's beside himself already.
I understand.
He's been screaming at me all week. And I'm watching a two-year-old right now, my grandchild. And he's up there, and if I was there, I probably could have calmed him down a lot more. But when the second time fell through, you know, now it's been more than a week and the machine's sitting there. And everybody keeps saying, oh, yeah, we'll get it installed. Well, when? You know. And so that's why he's gotten to this point. I mean, and I can't blame him because it's just gone too far. You know, I've never had that happen before.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. So I'll call the tech. And
yes, please
my husband
do.
Will let him, I already threatened my husband he better let him in because I won't be there till about 6 o'clock tomorrow night. I told him he better let him in when he shows up.
He better let the tech. I mean, if the tech's going out tomorrow, then yes.
Oh, yeah, no, he'll let him in because he knows that that would anger me, and then he's got to deal with me, so I can't let him in. He knows.
Well, and the tech showing up tomorrow is also to accommodate, to try to make sure that, you know, his desire or that, you know, that your husband's desire is accommodated, that he, you know, that we get this job done for him as soon as possible. Tomorrow just happened to be as soon as possible. And also there
was
the
work, like I said, we went according to what Home Depot said, removed the microwave and everything like that. And we got everything done. The back plate's off, the microwave's gone. So it was put the back plate on, hook up everything to it, you know, the vent and everything, and you're done. So this shouldn't be that bad. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's not like you need to take it out and then put it in. So that's why we were saying, so what's going on? The first guy stood there and went, oh, I can't put this in. And he walked out. And, I mean, it just has been one after another after another. And they were supposed to come last Tuesday. Never showed up. Never called. So he just got more and more angry about it. And I don't blame him because he's expecting this to be done. You know, we went through all the work ourselves to prep everything. And then we can't get it put in.
Well, the guys who deliver cannot install. They're not allowed to do the installs. They don't have the skills necessary. And even if they felt like they might have the skills, they're not allowed to do it because they don't, they're not.
Home Depot never said that to my husband. What they said is they will come that day, deliver and install it. So he was expecting the guy to install it. And then when that didn't happen, he called Home Depot and they said, okay, Tuesday, definitely somebody will be there. Nobody showed, nothing, you know. And Tracy at that point was involved in everything. And he just went off. You know, he's at the point where he won't even answer his phone. So everything's being done by me. Everything has to be, you know.
I think it's better that way.
Yeah.
Honestly, because I would assume that, you know, we will be able to speak with someone a much more level-headed and calm who can, you know, better assistance by speaking with you than speaking with your husband if your husband is, you know, so very angry and upset. I mean, I'm a customer, so I've been doing this for so long, so I'm very familiar with it. It's very hard to deal with people when they're very upset. I do okay with it, but that's why I called you and I didn't call the very first number on the order because I saw in a note, you know, that your number
was the second number. You were better off.
Yeah,
as it is, Tracy and I are at odds right now about other things. So,
Tracy's
talking to me.
Yeah, Tracy's working really hard for you guys. She really does care about the issue. The only thing that I hate about this whole situation is that Home Depot, if they told you, well, first and foremost, they told you that it would be delivered and installed on the same day. That's wrong. And then secondly, if anybody told you, you need to remove the existing unit, well, not if you pay for an installation service.
Yeah, we
well,
did.
Well, see, at this point.
But they handed us a paper that said it. If you're replacing, it better be all prepped and everything better be out of there. So when we read that, we said, wow, you know, I mean, thank God that my husband and I are physically not incapable of that.
Right.
Because if we happen to be old people that, you know, we're old, but we're not ancient, and we were able to do it. But what about the people that can't do something like that?
They literally wrote
it on there that you had to do this.
No, it's better that you don't, because first and foremost, okay, so the only installation order that I've pulled up is the one from where Tracy said that her company paid for the installation service because there was some kind of issue with overvoltage, which I think what she's talking about is there was an overvoltage that killed your existing microwave, probably. I don't
know. Well, it killed a lot of equipment on our entire block.
Okay, so that.
Home. Yeah, yes. And that was, they didn't expect it, and I realize all that.
Yeah.
But everybody has been, all my neighbors are going through all kinds of fiascos with this too.
Oh,
and
no.
So she's juggling between houses to calm people down, you know,
right.
Before they get their torches out, you know,
their pitchforks.
At that point. And my neighbor was very upset too, but she's been taken care of now. You know, she couldn't get somebody to do a gas hookup on the stove she had to get.
Oh, my goodness.
They turned around. They came with the wrong part. And then she had to wait. She had been going out to dinner for almost a week before she could get somebody back with the correct connector to hook up the gas line to put her stove in. So Everybody's been going through a whole lot of mess. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And everybody's nerves are, like, shot. And, you know, my husband, when they did a couple other things to us about a refrigerator, with both of us, my neighbor and myself, had the same exact problem. And, you know, it was just, they sent two evaluators. And the one over there said, well, this is a really old appliance, and this isn't worth trying to fix it. It's just not going to work because you don't know what else is burnt out inside. But on mine, they were going to buy a new fan and put it in. And I said, for an 18-year-old refrigerator? I says, and what else is wrong with it? Nobody checked. They didn't open the machine up. They didn't look at anything. They just assumed it was that and said, oh, but it'll take another week to get the parts. And that's when my husband said, I can't get this microwave installed. And now they're telling me this nonsense. He won't answer his phone. He's just, you know.
Oh, yeah, so, I understand.
Yeah. So it's been one thing piled on top of the other. And since I'm here babysitting and I'm not right there with him, it's making it worse, you know.
Oh, yes, ma'am. So, but, yeah, for Home Depot installation, we actually, I mean, we don't want the customer to have to do what you did. I mean, that's cool that you did remove the existing unit and all of that, but we really prefer that nobody touch the appliance, before our installers get there. First and foremost, you know, you paid for the installation service. You shouldn't have to. Our guys are going to uninstall the existing unit and install the new unit and haul away the old unit.
They need to stop giving that sheet out with the water, because that sheet, the first thing it said was, if you're replacing, then the original unit needs to be removed and everything needs to be ready for the new one to go in. It really says that. So, you got to tell them, stop handing that sheet out to people.
Right. And then for the installation service, if someone removes an appliance, you know, they might make a mistake in regards to something that could cause problems later in the future after our guy installs it. And then you don't know if it was the fault of the person who removed the appliance or the fault of the installer or the fault of the appliance itself. So, and then also, what if, you know, the person's disabled and they can't do it themselves and they don't have anyone to help them.
Well,
you know, so
what I said to my husband, I said, why are we doing this? What if this ever fell and you got hurt? Now they're liable that you wound up getting hurt because they went and told you to do this. And he said, yeah, but the sheet says take it out. So we went ahead and did it, you know.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am.
But that's why I said Home Depot really shouldn't be handing that sheet out saying that, well, it needs to be taken out first if you replace it. Not if you just bought a new one being put in, but if you were replacing an item, you know, a microwave like that, or you're doing a replacement, the original has to be taken out first before the installers can put in the new one. And I'm thinking, why are they telling us to do this? But it was like, this is their rule, and they shouldn't be. That's really easily misunderstood. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
And they really shouldn't be telling people to do that.
You're absolutely right. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, all righty. Well, you have the technician's phone number, so you can give him a call just to make sure he's still coming out tomorrow. So that would be great if you would give him a call.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure assisting you. And I would like to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today. It was my pleasure to give you a call from XPO. And I do hope you have a good night.
You too.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.